So that's my dose of laboratory science for this interview. And just, like I say, I'm hoping that repetitively it's sort of going to sink in. Someday I'll understand.
It makes this much more interesting.
Oh, yeah, it's great stuff. Okay, let's get back.
And it does start to explain some of the observations we had in the clinic that otherwise made no sense.
Like what?
Well, in the first bevacizumab phase 2 trial, there were several patients who had fairly extensive cutaneous involvement of their tumor, with these sort of plaque-like lesions that all clinicians have seen and come to fear. And what we expected was that these lesions would stop growing. They'd perhaps regress from the leading edges, but we didn't expect to see much else than that. What we actually saw was the center of these lesions started clearing. They would go from being a very bright red erythematous color to this more brownish, kind of old blood, almost tanning appearance. They would sometimes become very hyperkeratotic in the middle, and then the scab would fall off with normal appearing skin underneath, in sort of dead center of these established lesions, while the edges continued to progress and would eventually go through the same transition. And that would perfectly match multiple proangiogenic factors being produced at the leading edge of a lesion, with most of those then not being produced long-term, but VEGF being produced long-term as a survival factor. So that inhibiting VEGF removes those critical survival functions, and those established but not normal vessels regress in the middle of the lesion. But since so many other factors are produced at the edge of the tumor, the lesions continue to grow.